Good morning, Professor Ang.
Hello.
Now, first up, why is multicultural Australia so underrepresented in the arts?
Now, that's a multi-million dollar question, really. I think to begin with, we should say that when we look at the arts community in Australia, it's much less diverse and multicultural than the Australian population in general. So about 16% of the Australian population in general is of non-Anglo backgrounds. And in the arts community, it's only 8%. So you can see that there is a problem there. The artists themselves are not representative of the Australian population at large. And that also has implications on what we get to see on stage or kind of represented in the arts more generally. So I think there is a bit of a kind of a situation where the arts community is not able to represent a much more diverse image of Australia because it is itself not very diverse.
Now, how important is it to have an accurate reflection of Australian society in the arts?
Well, I think it's absolutely crucial because the arts really are supposed to be at the vanguard of showing an image of Australia to Australians and to the world at large. So if it's not very diverse, for example, in terms of the actors that we get to see on screen or in the stories that are being told about Australia, then we really get a kind of a skewed image of what Australia is really like.
Now, I totally agree with you there, but stepping away from the Oscars for a bit, do smaller community-run organisations have an important role to play in order to encourage diversity?
Well, yes, I think that's absolutely one way to go, that we should support smaller and medium-sized arts organizations because they are smaller, they generally are more nimble, they are much more connected to the grassroots of Australia. For example, where my university is, Western Sydney University, we live in an area where there is a huge pool, really, of very creative and innovative younger people from migrant backgrounds, refugee backgrounds, and so forth. To tap into that pool of talent and creativity is what smaller organizations can do, rather than the large arts companies and so forth, who generally are much more conservative.
And I suppose it's been around in the media a lot, the issue of multiculturalism in the arts or lack thereof. Do you believe this current media attention that the issue is getting might impact whether or not the multiculturalism in the arts is more represented?
Well, yes, I hope so. I mean, I think at least it is on the agenda and it's now being recognised and acknowledged as a problem. And I think that's an important first step, really, that we all have to own the problem. So it's not just the people of the diverse backgrounds themselves who have to sort of knock on the door all the time, but that also the mainstream and the dominant community is aware of the issue and that they acknowledge that something has to be done about it. So in that sense, like awareness raising and making the problem a problem for everybody, so not just for the people who are not represented at present.
And just finally, I guess, is there anything that people listening can do to help foster the development of a more multicultural arts scene in Australia?
Well, that's an interesting thing. I think if people are arts lovers, for example, or are arts consumers, perhaps one of the things that they can do is actually look out for new works that they see either in the museums or in the theater or on the media to actually really show some curiosity for more diverse art forms and arts expressions. And not just go constantly to the safe options. So it's obviously not just about the arts producers, but also about the arts consumers and audiences. There has to be a general lifting up of the whole interest in these kinds of issues.
Well, Ian, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Okay, thank you.